Early voting for the August 26 primary opened at 20 sites in Miami-Dade County and 5 in Monroe yesterday. But there may be more polling places and eagerness in this midterm election, and that's why activists and their parties are doing their best to boost the turnout. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone reports from a Get Out the Vote event in Overtown.
Annette Tadeo was a special guest at the International Longshoremen's Association Union Hall in Overtown. She's Democratic candidate for Governor Charlie Crist's running mate. And she told the crowd of 50 or 60 that this election won't be so exciting without President Obama leading the ballot.
We don't pay that much attention and don't show up and vote in the big numbers for these elections, which actually affect us down here even more.
Tadeo said the quality of life in low-income neighborhoods like Overtown depends heavily on the work of governors and of lesser-known county commissioners and state legislators. Miami Congresswoman Frederica Wilson agreed, telling the group a wave of Republican victories could destroy the American middle class.
It will be the end, I believe, for Social Security, for Medicare, for Medicaid.
Just because my four parents went through so much to give me this chance to vote, I'm voting.
Retired teacher Alberta Godfrey marched with a group from the Longshoremen's Hall to the County Government Center.
Come hell or high water, I'm voting. And the people in my house are voting. My sorority sisters are voting. My church people around the corner are voting.
Ready to vote!
This Obama-style call and response evoked the excitement of the last time the president was on the ballot. But in the midterm of 2010, Democratic turnout was low, and the result, as more than one speaker emphasized, was 4 years of Rick Scott and Tea Party government. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Scientists and journalists at climatecentral.org have released an interactive map that may prepare you for the next 86 years of global warming. The map is showing up on a lot of climate websites. Just type in the city where you live, and it takes you to a city that is as hot now as yours will be in the year 2100. Miami, for instance, our average summer high of 88.6 degrees will rise to nearly 95 degrees. That's the same as Harlingen, Texas. Climate Central researcher Allison Kenward says the map assumes nothing will be done in the meantime to interfere with climate change, but she says there's not much that could be done anyway.
Even under a really low emission scenario, you're still going to see temperatures be hotter than what they are today. We're already locked into some amount of warming. However, when you compare that to how hot summers could be if we continue on the same path that we've been going on, you know, that is so much hotter.
So while Miami will be as hot as South Texas is today, South Texas will be as hot as the Arizona desert, which will see summer highs around 109. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.